rousing edition of PM Team Power Rankings Thursday at 3:30. We rank the top five something or other. And today, with college football getting underway, we are ranking the top five most interesting people in college football in 2025. I will start. My number five is Bill Belichick. I got to see what happens there. I got to see if the all-time winner, second in career NFL coaching wins to Don Shula, the only NFL head coach with six rings, a guy who frankly fell off the map after Tom Brady left and proved once and for all that the dynasty there was more about Brady than it was about Belichick, although Belichick should get credit for procuring Brady, playing Brady, and going with Brady and all that stuff, because he was not a top pick, obviously, as the 199th pick in the draft. What does he have left on his fastball in his 70s? His 24-year-old girlfriend looks like she wears the pants.
She just tried to trademark some sort
gold
of
digger.
Yeah, gold digger, thank you.
She seems like she puts her foot down in the relationship most of the time. This document, this like Hard Knocks in-season college football series was off, and now it's back on for them.
Which means they have final editorial cut, I'm sure, and will edit it to make sure
and
they look good.
They're in the ACC with Pitt and my alma mater, Syracuse, so that means I'll pay even more attention because their competition. And it's just still wild to me that I can't get that press conference image out of my head where the athletic director there turned his suit into a Bill Belichick-styled hoodie and cut the sleeves off of it, and everybody was smiling and grinning and guffawing and acting like this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to North Carolina football. So he comes in at number five for me. Did you boys have him on your list?
I didn't, but he would have been in the honorable mention category. And I'll only quickly say this, Don, in case you have any thoughts. Remember when Nick Saban actually went to the NFL? Once it kind of didn't turn out good right away, he sort of just got swallowed up into the NFL machine, and he granted, went to become the Nick Saban that really took over college football after. But, like, we've seen guys go to the NFL from college after having big success, and while there's a Pete Carroll every so often who ends up doing really well, there are a lot of guys that end up, it's just too much for them. Weirdly enough, in the inverse, it feels like Bill going to college generated all these headlines. I was one of the people that thought because of the nature of his contract, he might get out of it before he ever coached a game. Now that we're actually there, though, and they're kind of a mid-ish pack, maybe slightly upper middle class ACC team, maybe, it feels like they're getting lost in the wash a little bit for me. And so he is by extension. That's unscientific, but for all the headlines he grabbed 3 months ago, for instance,
yeah,
I don't feel like that has sustained momentum.
It hasn't.
Guys, I had him at number two.
Wow. He
feels far and away the most interesting coach to me. I mean, and there's some interesting coaches. I mean, Rich Rod going back to West Virginia.
Oh, don't say any more. You might say some of the ones that are on our list here, Don.
Well, now what, he can't talk because he's afraid he might mention names?
I mean, no, he could just say there are a lot of interesting coaches out there.
I mean, there are, but I feel like Belichick has to be the top of the list. I mean, he's the greatest pro coach of all time. I feel like even though, okay, maybe some of the hype or talk about him has tapered off, I think that'll get – I think it'll be right back up to where it was Monday night whenever they play in prime time.
All right, Malzi, number four.
I have, unsurprisingly, to you guys that he made my list. I have Lenora Sellers on there because, for a couple reasons. They were the hottest team in college football on the outside looking into the college football playoff when the season ended. He was starting to pick up legitimate hype as this guy, okay, like first full year as a starter. It's the total package of athleticism. It's still the way I think most people would say they want their quarterbacks to be drawn up in a lab anymore. The guy is not like a Lamar Jackson runner, but he's absolutely a dual threat. Big arm, all the physical tools. I am not going to sit here and pretend that he is the best quarterback in college football right now.
Well, who is then?
That guy might be on my list later,
okay,
in my opinion. But I think he is the highest, I want to say, variance player at the most important position in football. I do think we could be looking back on it after this year is over. And if he has the kind of year I think he's capable of, saying this guy is going to come out in the draft, and the biggest shame for the Steelers is they won't be picking like 1-1 or 1-2 because that's how high he goes, I just think he is a very interesting player because of the potential ceiling that his talent obviously provides him.
I want to find out this year with him, and I left him off my list probably stupidly. I want to figure out this year if he's more cut from the Josh Allen cloth or if he's cut more from like the Justin Fields cloth. Is he a guy that just runs but is more of a thrower that just has that in his bag? Or is he a guy that's just a great athlete and so, the throwing part is less refined?
From what I've watched of him, and you're gonna, I know why you're saying this because you're going to watch him a lot to make sure you have a feel for it. I get the sense that the player he wants to be, and Josh Allen was not a refined thrower in college.
He became
one in the pros.
Yep.
The player I do think he wants to be is more Josh Allen. Yeah, but I'm saying you can be like an insanely great runner and find the throwing thing later. Lamar did. Lamar started out as a truly spectacular runner. This guy's built like a tank. I do think he wants to beat you with his arm more than his legs.
Donnie, number three for you. Five most interesting people in college football this season.
I did not have Sellers on my list, but
I do have
a quarterback at number three, and it's not even really for the Steelers reason. I guess there's a chance that this guy is a name thrown around there. Nico Iamaleava. After all the NIL stuff with Tennessee leaving there, he goes out to Hollywood and goes to UCLA. This guy's going to have eyes all over him, especially from, you know, Volunteers fans who may be salty about it. Josh Rountree is somebody we could converse on that subject. But I feel like he's going to have eyes on him all season for that move he pulled.
Rountree's going to be in a world of hurt around 4 o'clock on Saturday when Syracuse beats Tennessee.
Did you hear what Fran Brown said when he was asked about going in to that crowd in Atlanta? He said, well, there will be a lot of orange there, and our guys are just excited to play in front of a crowd full of orange, which I love. What an unbelievable dodge. You're going to be outnumbered 4-1 in that crowd, and he's just like, well, they're all wearing orange.
He is a guy that I think is going to be a precedent setter. If it works for him, more guys will do it. If it doesn't, then he's going to be held up as an example of like the greed and selfishness that's run rampant in college football. All right, number two. I put James Franklin there. You want to talk about a guy who has done a lot of winning but hasn't won the big one yet, and he's got the Ohio State gorilla to get off his back at some point here. They don't play Michigan this year. Mm-hmm. They play Ohio State in Columbus. And because of the playoff now, you know, you can lose that game and still make it. They lost to Ohio State at home last year, and they still made it. So he's got that. Hanging over him, and he's got the playoff and big game lack of success in January. I don't care. I get it. They beat SMU. They throttled SMU. I was wrong about that game. I thought SMU would win. The joke's on me there. And then they beat Boise State, who was essentially a one-man team last year.
How could you assume Kevin Jennings would play the worst game we've seen a quarterback play last year this side of Kyle McCord at Akershire Stadium?
Because I predicted he'd play a great game, and that's probably why it went down that way.
True.
They knocked Riley Leonard out of the semifinal game, and a guy came off the couch and kept Notre Dame in it. And then a series of self-inflicted wounds in big plays by Notre Dame cost them that game, which re-emphasized the point that he's not the guy you want on your sideline when it matters the most. Ryan Day shed that last year. Jim Harbaugh did the year before. So everybody thinks, oh, it's Penn State's turn as the Big Ten school that has everybody back, that has the coach that's a question mark. It's James Franklin's turn. I still don't believe it. I got to see it to believe it. That's why I put him two.
He's number two on my list for basically the exact same set of reasons. They went out and bought him more groceries. Pena coming over from Syracuse. Kid coming from Troy. Wide receiver coming from USC. They addressed the area of their roster that kind of contributed to Aller being what he was or Aller being what he wasn't. I mean, they have on paper, I think, the best roster in the sport. It's put up or shut up time for this guy. It really is. Like, we've said that a bunch about him. This year, more than others, really by a considerable margin, it's put up or shut
but
up
time.
But
it's a lot like Tomlin, where if he doesn't get it
what
done,
are they going to do?
Yeah,
they keep paying him all this money, so they're going to keep him there. Don, where was he on your list?
I didn't have him on there.
Jeez. Wow. Okay.
All right, number one for you, Mulls.
Arch Manning. Not close.
Wow.
I mean, he's the Heisman front runner already. He's the betting favorite. And he comes from the most famous name, you could argue, in the college football world. Archie's grandson, Peyton and Eli's nephew, Cooper's son. He is different, man, because of a couple of things. He didn't play much last year, and everyone has I think, tried – like the doubters, I guess, have tried to say, well, how good can he be if he didn't beat out Quinn Ewers? That felt like one of those weird college things where Sark was, like, more comfortable not rocking the boat with some of his veteran players and almost giving Ewers kind of the, you've been here a while, you've done a lot of things, I'm going to let you see this through. Arch Manning is the following. Big arm, really good athlete, especially compared with Peyton, who looked like he was running underwater in quicksand whenever he would do like a naked boot. Mm-hmm. And he's got the best bloodlines at the most important position that we've probably ever seen. Oh, and by the way, he's doing it for a Texas team that a lot of people think is the best in the country. Like, we're all on this show, and I think writ large in Pittsburgh, going to be paying closer attention to college football quarterbacks this year because you know the Steelers are in the market for one.
Yeah.
He is playing at an absolute powerhouse school that is very much back. And I think if he has a great year, and I happen to think he will, is going to end up running away with the Heisman Trophy, and his last name is Manning. Seems like a slam dunk that he would be the number one most interesting man.
Yeah, I didn't actually put him on my list because with the idea that he's going to go back to school, he isn't.
I think that's a smoke screen. I think that's a smoke screen. I don't think they want him to go to the Saints because I think they see as a family what Archie went through there. You also had Archie say, like, his grandfather kind of telegraphed that he was going back to school, and then Arch already came out and kind of squashed that and said, basically, Gramps needs to stop talking.
So what do you think would happen if the Browns got the first pick?
I think that the Browns, the Saints, are probably the two teams that they would not want to see get that pick.
And there's a very good chance one of the – what if it's the Jets? I mean, these are the teams that are really in
contention for that right now. To New York and had two Super Bowls.
Yes, but the Giants have a much different tradition than the – Jets do. I know not recently they haven't, but they're looked at as a stable organization because of ownership. There was a story last year with the
here's
Jets
the real,
that the son was making decisions on the teams,
Brick.
And the kid's name's Brick.
Here's the real story. What if the unthinkable happened and the Steelers plummeted to the bottom of the NFL? Injuries, it goes completely sideways. They'd be dying for him to come
I agree.
Here. But the funny part is, would they have done enough digging to realize Mike can't develop quarterbacks?
Donnie, was he number one for you too?
Yeah, I think he's pretty clearly number one.
I had Drew Aller number one, by the way.
He did not make my list. So you'll laugh maybe at 5 and 3. I said I had Sellers 4, Franklin 2, Manning 1. Dabo is my number 5.
Jeez.
That team might be. I've listened to enough college football podcasts. There are enough people out there who think that team top to bottom actually is the most talent. Do you realize they have not had a season with fewer than 2 losses since before COVID hit?
Yeah.
He has not, and he didn't want to do the portal stuff because he's a weirdo and he didn't want to change with the times. Mm-hmm. I think he's under some legitimate pressure there. And then I had Jeremiah Smith. He's the best player in college football. He's number 3 for me. I want to see what a dude who already looked NFL ready as a freshman does as a sophomore encore.
I had Rich Rod 4 and I had Desmond Reed 3.
I took more of a national
I want to see
this.
What Desmond Reed's all about, man. He's an All-American who does it all at Pitt. Is he going to go like 1,000-plus rushing yards? Is he going to go 2,000 yards, basically, in college football this year when you add up the rushing and receiving and be one of these
if he's that,
gadget then players who does it all?
If he's that, then I take the over on 6.5 comfortably for Pitt because I think that would make them a pretty damn good offense.
Donnie, who did we leave off your list?
So I also had Jeremiah Smith on mine. He was number 4 for me, my top 3. I am Liava, Belichick, Manning. Number 5, the combatant to Pat McAfee with Fox Sports. I went with Dave Portnoy at number 5.
It's a pretty damn interesting pick. I will give you that. I think that's a very interesting direction you've taken.
And we know Craig loved that pick.
Oh, content.
He loves Portnoy.
Isn't he banned from the field at Ohio Stadium?
I think that was a shoot. I don't think he –
No, that is a work.
Yeah,
are
I don't
you
think
sure? I think it actually is a shoot, brother.